A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one, and I suspect every Paradoose ever had a business call hijacked by a lullaby speaker is going to feel seen. He's juggling several Bluetooth devices, a headset mic for work, a couple of speakers around the house, including one for playing music to his son. The problem is, Android gives him basically no ability to set connection priority or toggle auto-connect on a per-device basis. His phone latches onto random speakers during the day, or routes a client call to a nursery speaker while he's in his office. The question is simple. Is there any way to manage this more intelligently, or are we just stuck with whatever device Android decides to befriend at any given moment?
The answer is mostly the second one, which is maddening. Let me paint the picture that I think a lot of people know intimately. You're on a call, you walk past the bedroom, and suddenly your audio vanishes into the lullaby speaker. Your client is now being broadcast to a sleeping toddler. There is no pop-up that says, "Hey, would you like to switch?" No priority setting you can adjust afterward. You're just scrambling to tap the Bluetooth tile and hope you can manually reconnect before you've lost the thread of the conversation.
The worst part is, you can't even stop it from happening again tomorrow. There's no toggle that says never auto-connect to this speaker unless I explicitly ask. You either forget the device entirely, which means repairing from scratch every time you actually want to use it, or you accept that your phone is going to keep doing this to you forever.
This is not a niche problem anymore. The Consumer Technology Association put out data in 2025 showing the average U.S. household now has 4.7 Bluetooth devices. That's up from about 2.5 a decade ago. We've got speakers, headsets, car kits, fitness trackers, smart locks, hearing aids, and the Bluetooth settings panel on Android looks almost identical to what shipped with Ice Cream Sandwich in 2011.
14 years of the same toggle screen, it's the Toyota Land Cruiser of settings menus, unchanged because nobody at Google seems to want to touch it.
Meanwhile, iOS has had per-device auto-connect settings since iOS 13 in 2019. Three options, automatically, when last connected, or manually. It's not a perfect system, but it gives you the exact granularity that Android users have been begging for. So the question isn't really whether this is possible. Apple proved it's possible 6 years ago. The question is why Google hasn't done it, and what we can do in the meantime.
Let's unpack that. Why does Android, the supposedly infinitely customizable mobile OS, leave us completely helpless when our phone decides to serenade a toddler instead of taking a business call?
To understand that, we have to look at how Android's Bluetooth stack actually decides which device to connect to. And spoiler, it's dumber than you think. The core logic is essentially last connected, first served. When your phone scans for paired devices, it prioritizes the one you used most recently. If that device isn't available, it tries the next most recent. There's no user configurable priority, no context awareness, no tiebreaker logic beyond signal strength and a timestamp.
It's not even sophisticated enough to be called an algorithm. It's more of a grudge. Your phone holds a grudge against the last thing you connected to and won't let go.
That's actually a perfect way to put it. And the reason is architectural. The Bluetooth stack in Android sits in what's called the framework layer, and the connection policy is baked into a class called Bluetooth Adapter at the system level. When you pair a device, Android stores its MAC address and a link key in what's called the bonding state. But the connection policy is binary. Either always try to reconnect or forget the device entirely. There's no middle ground, no per-device preference, no conditional logic.
The bonding state is less a relationship and more a hostage situation.
And if you dig into the AOSP source code, specifically Android, Bluetooth device, you'll see that the methods for creating bonds and initiating connections, things like create bond and connect GAT, don't accept any priority parameters. There's no field for rank this device higher than that one. The connection order is determined entirely by the Bluetooth stack's internal queue, which is basically a stack of recent connections.
This wasn't a problem in 2011 when most people had one Bluetooth headset and maybe a car kit. The architecture was designed for a single device world. The Bluetooth HAL, the hardware abstraction layer, was built on the assumption that you'd pair a headset, and that was it. Nobody was walking around with four or five always on Bluetooth devices competing for attention.
And retrofitting priority logic onto that architecture is genuinely non-trivial. Google would need to either modify the Bluetooth stack itself, which risks breaking compatibility with vendor implementations. Samsung, Xiaomi, OnePlus all have their own Bluetooth firmware. Or build a new settings UI that communicates with the Bluetooth system service, which runs in a separate process with strict SE Linux security policies. Neither approach is impossible, but both are the kind of cross-team, multi-year infrastructure project that's hard to prioritize when you're also trying to ship Bluetooth LE Audio and Auracast support.
It's technical debt, but the kind where the original architects never imagined the debt would exist because they couldn't see the multi-device future coming.
There's evidence Google has at least experimented with this. In Android's developer options, there used to be a toggle called Bluetooth Auto Connect that let you control connection behavior. But it was hidden starting in Android 12 in 2021, and it was never promoted to the main settings UI. So someone at Google built a prototype, tested it internally, and then decided not to ship it to users.
Which raises the question, why? If you've built the toggle, why hide it?
The most likely answer is fragmentation. Android runs on thousands of different devices with different Bluetooth chipsets from Qualcomm, MediaTek, Broadcom, and others. A connection priority feature that works perfectly on a Pixel might cause instability on a Samsung or a Xiaomi because of how those manufacturers have modified the Bluetooth stack. Google is famously cautious about shipping features that might generate support calls from OEM partners. And Bluetooth is one of those areas where the underlying hardware differences really matter.
The same fragmentation that makes Android powerful is also what keeps it primitive in places like this. The ecosystem is too diverse for Google to enforce consistent behavior.
There's another layer to this. Since Android 10, Google has been systematically locking down Bluetooth APIs for security reasons. Apps used to be able to programmatically connect and disconnect devices, but now they need explicit Bluetooth connect permission, and they can't disconnect devices without user interaction through the system UI. The rationale is legitimate. Malicious apps were using Bluetooth to track users or hijack audio, but the side effect is that even well-intentioned third-party developers can't build the connection managers that Google refuses to build.
The security model actively prevents the ecosystem from fixing Google's gap.
And there's a specific mechanism that makes this worse. When your phone is within range of multiple paired devices, Android's Bluetooth service scans for what it calls best effort connections. It evaluates devices based on RSSI, receives signal strength indicator, and the last used timestamp. The device with the strongest signal and the most recent connection wins. But there's no user configurable tiebreaker. If your Lullaby speaker is physically closer and has a stronger signal than your office headset, it wins every single time.
Which explains the bedroom walk-by problem perfectly. You're physically closer to the speaker for those 3 seconds, and Android seizes the opportunity to reconnect to the thing it thinks you want.
There was a Reddit post on Rye Android that documented this beautifully. A user tracked their phone's behavior over a week and found it connected to their bedroom speaker 47 times in 7 days, despite them never once intentionally using that connection. The speaker was always on, always in range, and had the strongest signal whenever they walked past the bedroom door. Their phone was essentially in an abusive relationship with a speaker they didn't even want to talk to.
47 times! That's not a bug report. That's a cry for help.
This is where the Bluetooth 6 specification actually has a mechanism that could help, but Android doesn't expose it. The spec defines something called the Connection Parameters Update Procedure, which allows devices to negotiate connection intervals and latency. In theory, a device could signal, "I'm a low-priority audio sync, don't connect to me unless nothing else is available." But Android's implementation doesn't surface this to users, and most third-party apps can't access it either because of those API restrictions I mentioned.
The spec has the tools, the hardware supports it, but the software layer just shrugs and connects to whatever's loudest.
This brings us to a misconception I want to clear up, because I see it all the time in forums. People say, oh, just use Bluetooth multipoint. My headphones support it. But multipoint is not an Android feature. It's a hardware and firmware feature of the Bluetooth chipset in the headphones themselves. Devices like the Sony WH-1000XM5 or the AirPods Pro 2 can maintain simultaneous connections to two source devices, say your phone and your laptop, and switch between them based on which one is playing audio. But that switching logic lives in the headphone firmware, not in Android. The OS doesn't manage multi-point connections at all. It just sees one connection and treats it like any other.
If you don't own multi-point headphones, you're out of luck on that front. And even if you do, it doesn't solve the problem of your phone connecting to the wrong speaker. It only helps if you're juggling two source devices.
And there's another misconception that drives me up the wall. People say just unpair the devices you don't want auto-connecting. But unpairing destroys the link key. You're not just hiding the device or temporarily disabling it, you're nuking the entire pairing relationship. When you want to use that speaker again, you have to go through the full pairing process, which on some devices means holding down a button for 5 seconds, waiting for the LED to flash, finding it in the scan list, and hoping it doesn't fail halfway through. That's not a solution, that's punishment.
It's the digital equivalent of burning down a bridge every time you don't want someone to cross it, and then rebuilding it from scratch when you do.
The architecture is fundamentally limited, but that doesn't mean we're completely stuck. Let's look at what actually works today, the hacks, the workarounds, and the glimmers of hope in upcoming Android versions.
Because if Google won't fix it, the automation community has been trying to patch the hole for years.
The most powerful tool in that arsenal is Tasker. Tasker is an automation app that's been around since 2010, and it's essentially a programming environment for your phone. You create profiles based on triggers, time of day, location, Wi-Fi network, calendar events, and then define actions that fire when those triggers activate. For Bluetooth management, you can create a profile that says, when my calendar has an event labeled meeting, disable Bluetooth entirely, or disconnect from specific devices. Or when I connect to my office Wi-Fi, block auto-connect to speaker X.
You're essentially building your own priority system out of if this, then that logic.
And Tasker integrates with a plugin called Auto Input that can simulate screen taps, which lets you automate the process of opening Bluetooth settings and tapping on a device to disconnect it. It's kludgy, it's fragile, and it sometimes fails if Android updates change the settings UI layout. But for a lot of power users, it's the closest thing to a real solution.
There's a simpler alternative for people who don't want to learn Tasker's scripting language.
It's a trigger action automation app with a much gentler learning curve. You pick a trigger, say, Bluetooth device connected, and then define an action. MacroDroid has Bluetooth-specific constraints that let you filter by device name or MAC address, so you could create a macro that says if my phone connects to the Lullaby speaker between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays, immediately disconnect. It's not as powerful as Tasker, but it covers about 80% of the use cases with about 20% of the complexity.
For Samsung users, there's actually a built-in option that's more capable than stock Android.
Samsung's One UI has a feature called Modes and Routines that's essentially a first-party automation engine. Since One UI 6.1 in 2024, it's had native Bluetooth device triggers that can disconnect or prevent connections based on time, location, or app usage. There's also a feature called Auto Switch for Galaxy Buds that automatically routes audio between Samsung devices. But here's the catch. Auto Switch only works with Galaxy Buds and only within the Samsung ecosystem. It doesn't help with third-party speakers or headsets.
Samsung has actually built a partial solution, but they've walled it inside their own hardware garden.
Which is the Samsung playbook in a nutshell. Build something useful, then restrict it to your own product so it becomes a selling point rather than a platform feature.
What about the really determined users? The ones with rooted devices who are willing to void their warranty to get control over their Bluetooth stack.
That's where things get interesting and also precarious. On a rooted Android device, you can access a configuration file at data/misc/bluetooth/btconfig. This XML file stores your paired device list along with connection policies. You can manually edit the auto-connect attribute for each device. Set it to false for the Lullaby speaker, and Android will stop auto-connecting to it. The problem is that this file gets regenerated on reboot, so your changes are wiped every time you restart your phone. You'd need to reapply the edit after every reboot, or write a script that does it automatically at startup.
It's a solution for people who enjoy maintaining their phone like a vintage motorcycle.
There's an XDA developer who took this further and built a Magis module called BT Priority. Magis is a systemless root framework that lets you modify system behavior without actually altering system partitions. BT Priority modifies the Bluetooth stack to respect a user-defined priority list. You rank your devices from one to whatever, and when multiple devices are available, the stack connects to the highest ranked one first. It works on AOSP-based ROMs, but it breaks on OEM skins from Samsung and Xiaomi because those manufacturers have heavily modified their Bluetooth firmware.
The one real technical solution doesn't work on the phones most people actually own.
And that's the fragmentation problem in Microcosm. The fix exists, it's technically feasible, but it can't be universal because every manufacturer has built their own slightly different Bluetooth stack on top of AOSP.
There's also the hardware workaround route, right? External Bluetooth transmitters that handle the switching themselves.
Yes, and this is actually an underappreciated solution. Devices like the Aventree Oasis Plus are Bluetooth transmitters with multi-point support that sit between your audio sources and your output devices. They manage multiple connections at the hardware level, completely bypassing Android software limitations. You pair your phone to the transmitter, pair your speakers and headset to the transmitter, and the transmitter handles the routing logic. Some of these devices even have physical buttons for switching between sources, which is delightfully low-tech but extremely reliable.
You're solving a software problem by buying a $100 box with buttons on it, which is absurd but effective.
That's where we are in 2026. The most reliable solution to Android's Bluetooth management problem is to route around Android entirely.
Let's talk about what's coming, because there are some signs that Google is finally paying attention to this.
There are leaked AOSP commits that suggest Android 16, expected in late 2026, will include something called a Bluetooth Connection Manager (IPI). The proposed API would allow apps to register connection policies with the Bluetooth system service, essentially letting third-party developers build the priority managers that Google hasn't built themselves. Apps would be able to say things like, prefer device A over device B when both are available, or don't auto-connect to device C during these hours.
Instead of building the feature themselves, they're building the plumbing so someone else can build the feature.
Which is actually a very Google approach. Provide the API surface, let the developer ecosystem solve the UX problem. The risk is that we end up with a dozen competing connection manager apps, all with slightly different behavior, and users have to figure out which one works with their particular phone and Bluetooth devices.
Even that would be better than the current situation, which is no options at all.
And there's another angle to this that connects to broader smart home trends. The Matter and Thread protocols are increasingly converging with Bluetooth for device commissioning and control. Your smart lock, your light bulbs, your thermostat. A lot of these use Bluetooth as the initial pairing mechanism. As the number of Bluetooth devices in the average home continues to climb, the current dumb connection model becomes unsustainable. Google can't keep treating Bluetooth as a simple peripheral accessory protocol when it's becoming a core smart home networking interface.
The pressure to fix this isn't just coming from frustrated parents whose phones keep connecting to nursery speakers. It's coming from the entire smart home industry that needs Bluetooth to be more intelligent.
There's an interesting comparison with how Apple has handled this. iOS 17's automatic switching for AirPods uses iCloud device proximity and audio activity detection to decide which device should be the active audio source. It's a system-level solution that works because Apple controls the hardware, the software, and the cloud service. Android can't do that because there's no unified device ecosystem. Google doesn't control the headphones, the speakers, or the Bluetooth chipsets. So any solution Google builds has to work with arbitrary hardware from arbitrary manufacturers, which is a much harder problem.
Which brings us back to the API approach. They can't build the unified experience, so they're building the tools for someone else to build a fragmented experience that's at least better than nothing.
All right, we've covered the problem and the partial solutions. Let's get practical. Here's exactly what you could do right now, in order of effort and reliability.
Tier 1. The easiest and most reliable. If you're a Samsung user, open modes and routines. Create a routine with a time-based trigger, say 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays, and add an action to disconnect from your lullaby speaker and connect to your office headset. It's not perfect, but it's built into the OS and doesn't require any third-party apps.
Tier 2, for non-Samsung users who are willing to install one app. Create a macro that triggers when your phone connects to the unwanted speaker. The action should be disconnect Bluetooth device, and you can add constraints like only during work hours or only when connected to your office Wi-Fi. MacroDroid's free version handles up to 5 macros, which is enough for most people's Bluetooth headaches.
Tier 3, for the power users. Tasker with auto input. This is the nuclear option. You can create profiles that check your calendar for meeting labels, your location for office presence, your Wi-Fi connection for home network status, and then execute a cascade of actions. Disable Bluetooth for specific devices, enable it for others, route audio appropriately. The learning curve is steep, but the control is close to total.
There's a specific task or profile I'd recommend for the exact scenario in the prompt. Create a profile triggered by calendar events with the keyword meeting or call. The enter task should disable Bluetooth entirely for 30 seconds, then re-enable it, which forces a fresh connection cycle, and then use auto input to tap on your headset in the Bluetooth settings to ensure it's the active device. The exit task when the meeting ends should re-enable auto connect for your speakers. It's about 15 minutes of setup, and it solves the problem about 90% of the time.
Tier 4, hardware. If software automation sounds exhausting, get a Bluetooth transmitter with multi-point support. The Aventry Oasis Plus is about $80. The one from Tautronix is about $60. Pair your phone to the transmitter once, pair your speakers and headset to the transmitter, and use the physical source button to switch. It's not elegant, but it never fails because there's no software to break.
Tier 5, the nuclear option for technically inclined users with rooted devices. Install Magisk, flash the BT priority module, and manually configure your device priority list in the module's config file. This gives you true system-level priority management, but it comes with all the usual caveats of rooting. Warranty voided, banking apps may break, OTA updates become complicated, and as I mentioned, it's unreliable on Samsung and Xiaomi devices.
There's one more thing everyone should do, regardless of which tier they choose. Go to the Android Issue Tracker at issuetracker.google.com and file a feature request for Bluetooth connection priority and per-device auto-connect toggles. Google has responded to community pressure before. The Bluetooth LE audio rollout in Android 13 was accelerated significantly after developer feedback on the Issue Tracker. Star existing requests, add your use case, and make noise. It's the slowest path to a solution, but it's the only one that might actually result in Google fixing this at the OS level.
Be specific in your feedback. Don't just say Bluetooth is broken. Describe the exact scenario. I was on a client call, my phone connected to a nursery speaker, I lost 5 minutes of a meeting. Product managers at Google read these reports, and concrete failure stories are what get features prioritized.
There are ways to survive, but none of them are perfect. And that raises a bigger question about where Android is heading with Bluetooth.
The leaked Android 16 Connection Manager IPI is promising, but we've been burned before. Google has a pattern of shipping half-finished APIs and then abandoning them when they don't get immediate developer adoption. The Bluetooth stack in particular has been a low-priority maintenance area for years. Most of the engineering effort has gone into LE Audio, AuraCast, and hearing aid support, which are important but don't address the basic connection management problem.
The connection management problem gets worse every year as households accumulate more Bluetooth devices. That 4.7 number from the CTA is going to be 6 or 7 by the end of the decade. The current model doesn't scale.
It fundamentally doesn't. And what's frustrating is that the Bluetooth experience on Android is one of those rare cases where the software is behind the hardware. Your phone's Bluetooth chipset is capable of intelligent device switching. The Bluetooth specification has the protocol support for connection priority negotiation. Your headphones know how to handle multipoint. But Android's software layer just refuses to coordinate any of it.
It's like having a sports car with a governor that limits you to 30 miles an hour. The capability is there. The engineering is there, but someone at Google has to decide that the user experience is worth the development effort.
I think the tipping point is coming. As Matter and Thread adoption accelerates, Bluetooth is becoming a first-class smart home protocol, not just an audio accessory protocol. Google can't position Android as the center of the smart home while also treating Bluetooth like it's still 2011. The two strategies are incompatible.
The pressure is building from both ends. Frustrated users on one side, strategic platform needs on the other. The question isn't whether Google will fix this. It's whether they'll fix it before users give up and buy iPhones or external hardware transmitters.
For the listener who sent in this prompt, the busy parent whose phone keeps serenading a toddler during business calls, the short-term answer is MacroDroid or Tasker with a calendar-based profile. It's not the elegant solution you deserve, but it's the one that works today. And keep an eye on those Android 16 developer previews. If the Connection Manager API makes it into the release, we might finally have a real fix by the end of the year.
Now, Hilbert's Daily Fun Fact.
In antiquity, beekeepers along the White Nile in what is now South Sudan believed that honey harvested from acacia trees during the summer solstice contained prophetic properties, but only if the bees had never been exposed to iron tools. This theory was mainstream enough that Nubian traders commanded triple the price for solstice acacia honey compared to honey from any other season or botanical source. The practice died out by the 4th century CE, probably because nobody could consistently prove the honey was predicting anything.
I have so many questions about the iron tools part specifically.
I'm stuck on the idea of a Nubian trader trying to upsell honey with a prophecy guarantee.
This has been My Weird Prompts. If you've ever had a Bluetooth speaker hijack a meeting you actually needed to be present for, share this episode with someone who's lived that particular nightmare. We'll be back next week with another Weird Prompt.
Produced by Hilbert Flumingtop. Find us at myweirdprompts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Try not to let your phone make any new friends without your permission.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth's slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.